To further explore the Reagan political legacy, I spoke with Roger Wilkins about President Reagan's relationship to black voters. Wilkins was a senior advisor to Jesse Jackson's campaigns in 1984 and 1988. He is now a professor of history at George Mason University. Wilkins says it was Reagan's stand on the issues, not his personality, that failed to attract black voters.
The strange thing about Reagan was that he was personally very, very genial to black people. My own brief connections with him were marked by his warmth and his cordiality. But his policies regarding blacks were pretty awful. The first signal he sent was when he went to Philadelphia at the beginning of his campaign, Philadelphia, Mississippi, which nobody outside of Mississippi had ever heard of except as the place where three civil rights workers were lynched in 1964. And he chose to say in that city, "I believe in states' rights," which was a code word for rolling back the civil rights advances of the previous 20 years. And he continued to do things like that. His policies were as bad as his statements.
But I don't think that you would argue that he was a politician in the mode of George Wallace or Senator Eastland. Do you think that acted to make white suburbanites feel that they weren't supporting racist policies, just supporting people pulling themselves up by the bootstraps?
I think that Reagan was such a genial fellow that nobody could conclude that his policies were as mean-spirited as they turned out to be. There was nothing uplifting about his attacks on people on welfare. They were cartoonish, and they were misleading, and they were ugly. He attacked women on welfare as Cadillac welfare queens, and he backed them up with policies. He wasn't just talking the talk. He was walking the walk. He cut food stamps severely, even tried to pass ketchup off as a vegetable. He appointed as Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights a man who was anti-civil rights and whose whole program was to roll back as many of the remedies that the civil rights movement had gained as possible.
That was William Bradford Reynolds?
That's right.
One last question, Roger Wilkins. As we look at the Republican Party today, how does Reagan's legacy impact the relationship of black people in the United States to the Republican Party and to the Democratic Party?
I think that people believe the Republican Party now sees the world is an extension of the Reagan vision. And it's a kind of a cowboy southwestern attitude towards social issues and life, rugged individualism, and a disdain really for the kind of social concerns that government had from the New Deal right through the beginning of the Nixon era. This is Reaganism taken to the nth degree. I guess there was one other thing about Reagan that black people really were upset about, and that is that the Reagan foreign policy supported apartheid. You think about it every time you look at Nelson Mandela.
Thank you so much, Roger Wilkins, who's a professor of history and African-American history at George Mason University.
Thank you, Juan.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.